You're listening to SBS News.
With less than 48 hours to go until the administration of Australia's first COVID-19 jab, anti-vaxxers took to the streets of capital cities across the country.
My choice!
We did not consent!
In Melbourne, there were arrests as demonstrators clashed with police and disrupted a local cricket match.
My body, my choice!
My body, my choice!
My freedom, my choice!
My freedom, my choice!
The federal government has repeatedly said it will not force people to get vaccinated, but high-risk locations such as aged care facilities may be able to request employees to get the jab. Individual businesses and venues may make vaccination a condition of entry. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says all vaccines approved for use in Australia have been thoroughly regulated.
It has been in the phase 3 trials, tested on hundreds of thousands of individuals. It's now been given to, I think, over 150 million individuals, one vaccine or another, across the world safely. All of those individuals who received the vaccine are monitored. And if there are signals that indicate that there is an issue with safety, we would have seen it so far.
And Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says evidence globally demonstrates the vaccination program is having a significant impact in preventing and stopping the transmission of coronavirus.
It's disappointing. No amount of rallying, no amount of science denialism is going to do anything other than be unhelpful. I'd urge all Australians to listen to the science, to listen to the evidence, and understand that the vaccination program is safe.
Vaccination hubs have been set up across the country to handle the first injections of the vaccine on Monday morning. Preparations are underway as COVID-19 transmission in Australia continues to show positive trends. Victoria has recorded no new local cases as the state's residents begin the first weekend since the end of their third lockdown. Mr. Foley says the numbers give increasing confidence to authorities who will consider an easing of restrictions next Friday. He says contact tracing is still ongoing to establish the extent of the Holiday Inn cluster that led to the state's lockdown.
We have now over 3,000 primary close contacts associated with the Holiday Inn outbreak, 59 primary close contacts, 1,361 from those list of exposure sites, and the testing of those primary close contacts and other close contacts continues to give the public health team confidence, but it's not over until we've run this all the way down to day 11 and day 14 testing.
But traces of the virus found in sewage in Melbourne's eastern and southeastern suburbs have prompted calls for community vigilance. Wastewater samples in Queensland and in Sydney's west have also shown fragments of the virus, despite New South Wales recording no new local cases for a 34th day running. Traces of the virus can be found several weeks after patients have stopped being infectious. New South Wales Deputy Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeremy McAnulty says residents of the area should take extra precautions.
New South Wales Health is aware of previous recent COVID-19 cases, including in returned overseas travellers who live in the catchment, but is asking everyone in the area to be vigilant for monitoring for symptoms, and if they appear, to get tested and isolated immediately until they receive a negative result.
Meanwhile, quarantine-free travel for New Zealanders entering Australia will resume from midnight. Australian authorities say they are confident the country has contained a highly contagious variant of coronavirus detected in late January. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the public can trust the country's medical experts as a coronavirus vaccine is rolled out in the country.
Understand the information, become informed from the true sources, from the authorised sources. The best medical experts in the world here in Australia designed this program, running this program to keep you safe.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.